Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everyone, happy Thursday. So glad you could join us on P4P Real Talk. You know the countdown is closing in on the big Christmas holiday and also on our year-end review, so that is coming up. But with that being said, you know what's next. This program is sponsored by P4P Muscle, the number one drug-free sponsorship in the world. If you are a drug-free athlete and are looking for a solid foundation to stand on as well as a vehicle to drive your goals like a Mack truck through what, Kalen?
Through some freaking ice cream, man.
Oh, shoot. Then check us out at p4pmuscle.com. Now let's talk. I am Desiree Fletcher, and he is Kalen Patterson. And together we are P4P Real Talk. Kalen, how are you doing tonight?
I am frozen. I have no buttocks or anything else on the lower extremities, but everything else is okay.
And why is that? Were you not dressed properly for the weather today?
You do legs the day before, and then you get an updraft the day after, and you lose all senses and sensation in your lower extremities.
Oh, my. Well, we need
to cut that draft business out.
Yeah, very good thing. Very good thing. So I have to say, or I have to call out, it seems like our stock seems to be dropping a little bit here in the recent future. Mostly because of programming, guests that we do and don't have on the show. So on Tuesday, I know, and Kalen can speak to this a little bit more, but I know we had some listeners, a few more than some that we didn't have a live show. And, we apologize. We had a last-minute cancellation, and we just thought it might be enjoyable to recap one of our most popular shows that we've had thus far in our short history, but evidently not everybody agreed with us.
Oh, no. It's one of those situations where Desiree and I don't like planning for other people because it seems a little bit disrespectful, and she knows and I know. So when we plan a guest, we're basically putting everything into that individual to make sure that they have the best chance to speak about themselves and what the future holds for them. So it's not that we don't like doing live shows. We love doing everyone, and we love our listeners. We love all the questions. But sometimes we just have those situations that can't be helped. I mean, there's been times where we've had technical difficulties where we can't even get the show started. So, you know, these things happen, but it's nothing to slight the listeners, so please don't take it that way. And I'll hand it back to you, Ned.
Oh, and definitely. And if we have enough notice, I mean, we scramble. We really do try to find a replacement guest, but if we don't, then we just can't. So I'm not going to carry that on any longer. How is your winter prep going so far, Kalen?
I'm staying away from pizza, donuts, and ice cream, so I'm doing good.
Good, very good. I've been staying away from all of those things also. Well, no, Hertz Donuts did open up here in Des Moines.
Oh, stop it.
Those Cookie Monster donuts I posted on your Facebook page. Yeah, Hertz is the one that makes those. And they have like a trillion and one custom flavors. I did have one of those, and I don't regret it one bit because it was pretty darn awesome. But other than that, as long as I don't bake any more cookies, I have been doing pretty darn well. Which is kind of hard in the holiday season, I know. So if anybody else is out there struggling, feeling your pain, but you can do it. You can do it.
Yes, you can.
With that, Kalen, set us up for tonight. Who do we have?
Well, we have Paul Hemby, and this man, I met him at the Natural Universe when they were still hosting it in Chicago, and he was amongst some of the top guys. I mean, this was like an all-star who's who at the show. It was Ed Castillo. It was Phil Ricardo Jr. It was Meshek coming out of the woodwork where people were truly surprised because they didn't even have a clue that he was a natural. And then we had Paul, and he had come out. And I was thinking, man, what an opportunity to meet basically an all-star lineup. And he was just so humble with how he did everything. And then, you know, I noticed that he had a harder struggle than most getting ready for the show. And I'll let Paul introduce himself and then talk about some of the things that he's had to deal with to even get ready to compete.
Thank you for having me on the show.
Quite welcome. Thank you.
Hey, Paul, why don't you give our listeners a few more details about just who you are and kind of how you got started in the sport of natural bodybuilding?
I now have been competing for 5 years in the INBA, and I actually started from Eric Lipton, and he spotted me at the gym that we work out together at 24 Hours Super Sport in San Mateo, California. And he talked to me about it, and he told me to check out the show. And so I did. I actually had surgery at that time, so it was going to be a while before I could even think about getting on the stage. I have spina bifida, and I had surgery on my feet to help me walk a little bit better, and my doctor eliminated my first brace, and so that was a huge step for me. So competing was always something I wanted to do, but I was nervous. And I, the first show I watched was the Silver and Black in Oakland, California. And even Diana and Denny talked to me about it. And as soon as they saw me, they wanted me to compete. So that's how it started.
Mm-hmm. Now, Paul, could you please help the listeners with what you talk about, the spina bifida, because I don't think that all of them are familiar with that and what it entails.
Yeah, sure. I was born with a spina bifida, and what spina bifida is, you are born with an open spine, and it's closed up at birth. Now there's several issues that go along with that, medical issues. And one of them is with my legs. I started off wearing crutches, and then I went to leg braces. Told me I would have to wear leg braces. And then what happened 6 years ago, I always was getting chronic ulcers on my feet because I have no feeling below my knees. So these ulcers at times would get bone deep, and I wouldn't even know it. And the doctor I currently have right now, he actually found a way to eliminate my ulcers. And this was about 6 years ago, and he actually, as of today, eliminated both my braces through three surgeries, and that is something I thought I would never see.
Amazing. Amen to that.
Yeah. And, I mean, there is, a learning curve. It's pretty much where I'm learning how to pretty much walk again, because my balance is very bad. I'm sure, as you saw, Kaylin, my balance is a struggle on stage, but I don't let that stop me. I mean, that's something I have to deal with.
Yes. And you deal with it quite well.
So I'm just kind of blown away. I mean, I had a very high level view of what spina bifida was. And I realized there are certain different kinds of it, and that it can have, you know, several different challenges for the individual who has it, but that many still go on to develop into adulthood and lead very productive lives. That doesn't mean it's not without their challenges, some of which you were just talking about that you have recently made more progress with, and I think that is outstanding. So when you say you were nervous about starting to compete, I can start to get a feeling of why that might be. But I'm very interested in, you know, what motivated you to overcome your fears and say, okay, I'm going to train and go after this goal.
Well, it actually started at an early age. Because of my parents. My parents are very active, and they, when I was much younger, when I was 6 years old, they played softball, racquetball. They did a lot of walking, riding their bikes, and I got that from them. So I actually started playing Little League Baseball at 6 years old. And from there, I also wrestled. I threw the shot put and discus in high school. I was on a swimming team. So I didn't let that bother me at all. And the weightlifting came also because of my father, who's a retired firefighter. So he would work out in our garage. And I'll never forget, it was a old red bench that barely could stand on its own. And I started working out from him, and that was probably when I was in middle school. And I'm 45 right now.
Mm-hmm. Now, so it's a lot going on in your day. There's a lot going on in your life, and I'm so thankful you had time for us to be on this show. But you've been consistently improving with everything and every year. Now, I mean, you pretty much had to do away with excuses a long time ago. But what would you say to the person that basically has these built-in excuses handed down, almost like some of these excuses almost sound generational when you think about it. How would you respond? Basically has that ready-made excuse for not being fit and not doing a natural life?
I mean, I always try to, motivate the person, just give them a lot of positive feedback. And, to me, what I always say is don't worry about anybody else. You're working out for you. I mean, don't worry about anybody else. Do the best you can. It doesn't matter how much weight you do. It doesn't matter how long you do it. You got to start from somewhere. And just be positive in yourself and just give it a try. And if it doesn't work the first time, don't give up.
Now, those are great. Those are definitely great words to live by. And I just want to say, I don't know if your parents are listening, but just hats off to them for the example and the life that they were living, that they left for you to grow from and just really, stretch and go after your full potential. And I am curious, are there any special precautions that you need to take to kind of protect your spinal health as you're training, or are you pretty much just free to work out, no holds barred?
I have to, one thing I do have to do pretty much when I work out, I either sit down or I'm using cables. I cannot stand up on my own because I'll lose my balance. So I definitely have to lean against something, sit down. And also when I compete, I do have to wear shoes. And the reason is because when my doctor eliminated my braces, what he did have to do is put special inserts in my shoes to help me walk. So if I don't have my shoes, I can't walk.
Mm. Okay.
Well, we got a message from Carl, and he says, when you started your lifting and you realized the challenges, did you have to get in the gym at a certain, he's in a wheelchair. do you have to get in? Do you find that you have to get in the gym at a certain time where it's more convenient? How do you work around that?
I try work out either the middle of the day or late at night, and that's because most gyms just less crowds, and I do a lab. Everything I do till almost failure. So I don't, it sounds kind of strange, but I'm not really worried about the sets and the reps. What I'm worried about is how I do my movements. Am I doing my movements correctly? And I'll do everything to where almost failure, and I'll do that for every exercise. And what I do is, for example, I work out 6 days a week, and for about 45 minutes a day, I'll start off with my abs, do nothing but abs, and then probably for the next 45 minutes, I'll work on one body part a day. And because I can't do my lower body. It's too hard to do my legs. So I just do all upper body.
Well, it's working out well for you, because like I said, every year I've seen you, you've been consistently improving, and it's not in just one body. Like you said, you're doing every group that you can, and it's a definite improvement all over. And the next question is from Lisa, and she's asking, how do you access, or did they have to modify your gym, or did you just pick a gym from the beginning that had the accessibility that you needed?
I just started going to the gym, and I do exercises that I know I could do. I know what I could do and I know what I can't do. And it's mostly a lot of cables I do. There's very few, there's free weights I do, but again, I'll do it on a bench. And if I do it, sometimes I'll have somebody watch over me, but most of the time it's going to be cables or it's going to be the machines.
Okay, very good. So, Paul, if we can take a step back a little bit, and I want to touch on your first competition. Can you just give us an idea of how long it took you to prep for your first show, from the time that you decided you were going to do it till the time that you stepped on stage, and just what was that experience like for you?
My first competition, I really didn't know anything. So I just did what I normally did. I didn't change anything at all. And I just learned from the first competition. And probably wasn't in the best shape, but I did the best I can. But what made me continue is the support is unbelievable.
Now, you've got a fella, Eric. He's Mr. Lipton. He's a pretty busy fella, and he does a lot. He's got quite an eye with photography and everything. And by the way, great pic of you that you posted. That's an excellent one. Who did that for you? The photo
of the photo shoot?
Yes.
His name is Mario Esco, and he's out of Rockland, California.
And you know, you had to plan for that, but this is something that a lot of people don't think about, is that as you start improving, you do get people's attention, and as long as you're working hard, it's usually the right attention that actually helps you progress mentally and physically. So when you heard word for that, how did that motivate you to work even harder to come in that kind of shape?
It definitely made me think about where I definitely need to, where I wanted to change certain things. So I give a lot of credit to also to Chris Barber and Chris Jantz out of Team Triad in Petaluma, California. They're the ones, especially Chris Barber, helped me with my posing. He actually was telling me a little bit more about nutrition, which I really never had anybody tell me anything about my nutrition. I just pretty much stuck with the same things, I mean, for as long as I remember. I never changed really my eating, which was a lot of chicken, a lot of fish, some rice, pasta, very little sweets. I don't drink, so a lot of vegetables, and I did that for as long as I can remember. So now I'm learning more, a little bit more about the nutrition. So next year I'm hoping I could even improve upon this year.
Well, I have no doubt about that. And, you know, like I was talking about with Mr. Lipton, and he's quite the energetic individual, so I can't imagine anyone being around him and not finding some improvement in themselves or some way to better themselves. How nice is that to be around that individual?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it was great. I mean, there's no way I would be competing today if it wasn't for him. I had no idea I knew about bodybuilding, but I didn't know that there was a natural organization that was local to me and that actually had a physically challenged division, which was extremely important to me.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I wish we had a nickel for every time we heard somebody who said, I didn't know that there was a natural organization, A, either in my area, or B, just at all.
Yeah.
At all, yeah. Yep. And me too, but that'll be another story for another day. So, Paul, I know that you had just referenced that, you know, being in an organization that had a physically challenged class was very important to you. And now that you've been in the sport for a little while now, are you seeing more participation from more physically challenged athletes in bodybuilding? From you personally, are you seeing that growing, or are you wishing that it would be more popular among individuals that may have some physical disabilities?
I'm slowly seeing more people compete in it. Then when I first started, my first show was me and Brian Eden out of Nevada. And there was a lot of times, or there still is today, where it's going to be me or possibly somebody else. But at least I'm starting to see the interest grow a little bit more, especially with the Natural Olympia. I'm starting to see more and more, which is great for standing and wheelchair.
Yes, and you know, like you said, it's growing. But I have to say, and I'm going to piggyback what you said earlier, and Dan was freaking about it, is that, you know, it's just still so new. Even though it's old to us, it's still so new to the mainstream. And you know, now that we have more promotional avenues that we can get out there for the people, they can actually learn, like basically bypass some of the speed bumps that we had as we were getting into the natural side. Because I didn't want anything to do with the enhanced realm, but knowing that there was a natural side to it, it was really motivational to me and uplifting to know, you know, that avenue was available. Because, you know, it's kind of, there gets to a point when you're in the gym and you're lifting, and then it's, you know, it's either you have a lot of people that don't understand it, they don't agree with it, because it seems like too much work, and they say, well, why are you doing it? So this is some kind of a nice thing, bone to throw out, and say, well, at least I can compete. So I know that was kind of a good thing for you, since you were so driven, it seems, in the beginning in your life, where you said, well, there's got to be an end goal to it. And I think competing was a nice avenue for you.
Oh, yeah. It's been great. Like I've told my friends and my family, I truly believe if I didn't get into fitness, I would be worse off physically. That's why I'm very big into fitness for everybody, because it's just so good for your overall health for your long term. And it doesn't matter if you're taking a long walk, just as long as you're doing something that is something that's good for your heart, and that's something that's good for your mind. I mean, I'm mm-hmm. a big supporter of that.
Well, and I couldn't have said that better myself. So, obviously fitness, the gym is a big part of your life, but what do you do with the rest of your time when you're not working out or training?
Well, one thing I like to do is I also use a wheelchair. And the reason why I use a wheelchair is because I only could walk about one block. After that, it's just too much for my legs, so I have to use a wheelchair. And so what I like to do is I like to take rides for, say, anywhere from 3 to over 5 miles. And I love going up hills. Where I live, there's a lot of hills. And I purposely go up the hills because it's a great upper body workout and a great core workout. So I see people that look at me strange, thinking I'm nuts, but maybe I'm a little crazy for doing that, because once I go up, I have to come down and just hope my tires stop.
Oh, shoot. And the thought that popped in my mind is, do you ever get stuck? Like, you get halfway up the hill and you're like, man, my arms are toast. I've got no more. Now what do I do? But I guess you can just turn around and go back down. So it's probably
exactly.
not an issue.
Exactly. And again, I got that from my parents. For as long as I remember, they'll go for very, very long walks. And I started out going bike riding with them. And then since I got the wheelchair, which I have had now for 6 years, when they go somewhere, I'll usually go with them because I love doing that. It's a great exercise. So we'll go take rides, or I'll go for a ride along the beach, or just anywhere, and just to enjoy everything that's out there.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense. I have another question from Carl, and he wants to know when or if you do a new routine, do you have someone there to help you, or do you already know the routine before you go into the gym?
I already know the routine before I go into the gym. I pretty much am set on what I want to do, and I've
mm-hmm.
actually – since I've been working out for probably around 30 years, I've actually developed my own exercises where I know it works my body, that certain muscle. And it's kind of nice because some people ask me how I do it because they don't see anybody else do it. But I just think of something just to mix up the routine.
Uh-huh. Well, thank you. And okay, we got another one from Lisa again, and she wants to know when you're training to failure, how do you even make it out of the gym? Okay, I get it.
Yeah, what I do is I do everything almost to failure, not to complete failure, but I make sure I'm pretty well tired, but I want to make sure I get all of my sets in, all my routine, make sure I get my routine in that I do. But for example, say if I do military press, I'll do it till where I feel like I cannot do any more. Then I go on to the next one. But when I say that, I always make sure I could go on to the next routine.
Wow. Okay.
Well,
thank you.
Yeah. I mean, and I'm really impressed, I guess, happy with the questions that we are getting, because people are really out there trying to figure it out and how they can improve upon what they're doing. So I think that is just awesome. And, you know, along with this, I mean, obviously, you know, you have the physical challenges, which with your mindset, I don't think they're really a challenge for you as much as we might anticipate that they are. But beyond that, beyond the physical, you know, what are some other things that you've had to overcome to really pursue your goal with bodybuilding and stick with the healthy lifestyle that you've chosen?
Too much. I'm sorry, can you repeat that again?
It was just saying, are there other factors outside of the spina bifida that have been challenging for you that you've had to overcome to pursue your goals with bodybuilding or to keep bodybuilding and just to maintain the healthy lifestyle that you've chosen?
I would say my everyday balance issue. That's a challenge right there. And then it's going to happen where I do have a medical issue that will take me away from the gym, but and that's completely unplanned, and that makes it a little bit challenging. But I'm very used to it. So, say if I do have a surgery or I have a procedure done and I'm going to be out of the gym for a while, to me in my head, when I get back, I got to work that much harder. I got to stay extra focused and to get back to where I want to be. And so, I mean, it's something I'm used to, but I mean, I just keep on going.
Yeah. And well, you touched on one of the questions I wanted to ask, because I was keeping up when you were talking about the surgery, and it was disappointing. You could see it in your wording and how you were talking, that you're not happy that it, you know, but in the end you knew that something was going to benefit from it. But the gym time, it sounded like what you were hungering for. So, you know, I get that. And like Des was saying earlier, that there's a lot of natural individuals that we kind of run in the same mold, where we do love fitness, where we do actually love a natural lifestyle. And it is a big part of our life. So, you know, can you speak on that? Because we talk about the good things, but it's also good to touch on the setbacks and how you overcome that to become an even better person and more mentally strong.
I'm sorry. Can you can you repeat that again?
Wait. Oh, sure. I said I for the people that aren't used to dealing with setbacks, especially in a new realm, which is, you know, for fitness, a lot of people, fitness is new to them. And when they get those setbacks, they usually either stop or, you know, people tell them, you know, you don't have to keep going because, you know, you did your little bit and you don't have to go anymore. So, you know, it's new, especially with the New Year's resolutioners coming in and, you know, one little setback and, you know, it sets them back 4 and 5 months. How did you overcome your set to where it didn't defeat you, where you stopped altogether?
I think it was because I got so antsy because I'm so used to staying so active and at least being in a sport. Sitting down for a period of time, I go nuts. For example, after my surgeries, what I did was, even though I couldn't go to the gym, I would use my wheelchair and I would take it for rides. I mean, because I wasn't putting any pressure on my feet. The only thing was, I just hope I wouldn't crash into anything, I mean, do any damage to my legs. But I wasn't going to let that stop me either. I mean, so for people with setbacks, I mean, who, especially like you said, with a New Year's resolution, it's going to happen with many, many people is start off 100% and be like everybody else. It takes time. It takes a lot of time. It takes patience, a lot of focus, and a lot. And what I truly believe is the people that are around you, the positivity and the support makes a huge difference.
Yes.
A huge difference.
Yeah, for sure.
Because, I mean, I go back to my first competition at the Silver and Black. I mean, besides Eric Lipton, I'll never forget the people that, I mean, really supported me right, I mean, from the very, very beginning is Alondra Chapman, Vicky Frankovich, and Paul and Marley Urciaga. They're the ones from the very beginning that have showed so much, and it's something I will never forget.
Yeah, obviously.
Well, and I'm glad you had such influential people as part of your process to keep you going and keep you involved. So do you have any plans for competing in 2017?
Yes, I do. And I don't have a surgery, which is still a possibility. I'm looking at competing probably in the summertime. I'm going to probably do two competitions, and I'll start off in the summer. I don't know exactly which competitions yet, but I definitely am looking around the summertime to start.
Well, you're getting
well,
a lot of
definitely
kudos
exciting
from our listeners, and they're really loving it. Well, you've shamed about three or four. Now I've got to go to the gym. Boy, this guy makes me feel like crap because I should have been working harder. That's said in a good way. It's with sarcasm. The next one is, boy, I got to step my game up. The next one is, wow. I'm truly humbled. Thanks for the mental kick in the butt. Okay.
Mm.
So thanks, Paul. I mean, you've really had people put the excuses down, and I guess they're going to pick up their motivation.
Yeah, and that means a lot. I mean, I thank everyone for the support. It means an awful lot. And I get it at the gym. I mean, what I really liked, there was somebody that came up to me yesterday, and he actually said, thank you for helping me, giving me suggestions. And what he said kind of blew me away. He said, I met people that compete that don't want to be bothered with questions. And I was thinking, ask me. You can ask me anytime. If I'm doing a workout, I mean, I'm not going to forget about you. I mean, you can ask me anything. I mean, I'm willing to help anybody. I mean, I'm not going to turn anybody off. So I was really surprised when he said that.
Wow.
I mean, that's awesome. And, you know, and that is something I was thinking, and I didn't even ask it, but how, you know, kind of how people respond to you when you're in the gym, and it sounds like just in a very positive way that you are motivational wherever you go, and I think that's awesome. I mean, I think that should be everyone's role. I mean, everyone should always have a hand out to see how they can lift someone up and help them along their way. So, you know, hats off to you for that, because we don't always remember it. You know, I'm guilty of putting my earbuds in and eyes down, and the only thing that I'm focused on is, you know, what I'm doing and what I've got going on next, and not so much looking around to see if, you know, someone is watching, someone is struggling, you know, for the most part, but there's sometimes that I'm just uber focused and that doesn't happen. So I think that's awesome. And with that, you know, we aren't an island, just like that young man who just thanked you for answering his questions that he had to improve. So, and I know that you've had a lot of people supporting you along the way, and you've already given a shout out to a couple of them, but we'd like to give you this time to go ahead and recognize anyone and everyone who's just been there to support you.
Boy, there's so many. I first of all, my parents who are listening, as far as I know, they're listening. If it wasn't for them, I certainly wouldn't be doing what I'm doing right now. I thank them, number one. And then there's Eric Lipton. Eric Lipton introduced me to the INBA, and also Danny and Diana Kakos. They really encouraged me starting. So I'm very, very thankful for them, and just so many people that have really supported me through the competitions and through Facebook. It really means a lot. It really keeps me going. It makes me want to make major improvements all the time. So I really thank everybody that's and all the organizations that have supported me. It means a lot.
Well, yeah, and it's really important, you know, like you were saying earlier, and this is something that a lot of our listeners are becoming well aware of, that there is a natural avenue to this lifestyle, and it's something that we need to address more and much more often when we can, when we're talking, because it's like when you talk bodybuilding, they go to their mental understanding of it, and not what we physically and mentally know. So we need to make that a reminder in our daily lives, and I'm glad that you do that, Paul. So thank you for that.
Yeah, definitely. And I talk to people all the time at the gym, and they are, I know quite a few right now that are very interested of starting to compete in natural organizations such as the INBA. And they want me to bring them along to local shows so they could see how it is. And, I mean, one of them I was talking to was really intimidated, and I told him, intimidated, the support is wonderful. I mean, the support is what keeps you going. So he felt good when I said that. So I think there will be quite a few, I know a few more people that will compete next year.
Woo-hoo! Woo-hoo for that,
well,
for sure.
Thing. Yes, I'm glad to hear that. Because, you know, each one teach one, and it's very important, you know, not just for the competition, but when you talk about the end result being someone's overall improvement in health, I think we definitely need to stress that, because it's so important. Like Paul was saying earlier in the show, is that he can't imagine what his life would be and how much less it would be if he weren't doing things to improve. And that's exactly what happened in his life. So, you know, thanks again for that, Paul. And listeners, thank you so much for your questions. I know that they can be tough for you to ask, but that's why we do the show, is so you can ask them, and we will get an answer to you. Like I said, if not at this show, at a later one.
Yeah, I mean, and I'm one of those people, nothing is, you can ask me anything, and actually I encourage it, because I want to make more people aware with disabilities that, yes, they can do a sport. It doesn't matter, I mean, if they're not the greatest athlete, but just as long as they could do it. And so that's what I'm trying to tell people. With disabilities, yes, you could do a sport. I mean, you just have to try and do it for you.
Wow.
Well, there you go. Words to live by, for sure. You can do it. You just have to try. I mean, I think that's important for all of us to keep in mind, because we all run into stumbling blocks sometimes and just think, oh, we just can't, whatever it might be. Mm-hmm. So, Paul, are you going to say something, Caleb?
Yes.
No, I'm just agreeing with you, because that's such a valid point. It's such a valid point.
Yeah. So, Paul, thank you again for taking the time out of your busy schedule to join Kaylin and I and our P4P family of listeners. It's been a pleasure. You've been a motivator for me, and I just thank you for being an ambassador for, you know, natural bodybuilding and just healthy living overall. So thanks for joining
thank
us.
Thank you. Actually, could I say one more shout-out?
You sure can.
I don't know if any of my coworkers are listening, but I want to say thank you for dealing with me and understanding what I go through. I know I haven't been the easiest person to deal with before a competition, but I want to say thank you to my coworkers.
They forgive you for all the things you said when you were hangry. I'm sure they do. Oh, shoot. All right. Thanks, Paul. Have a great night.
Thanks. You too.
Oh, man. Definitely puts things in perspective. You know, that last shout-out is one I probably need to give out every day. I can't tell you how many times some of my coworkers have been like, do you just need a donut? Can we do that for you?
Right.
Can we just help you out? And the tough part is you don't realize, or at least I don't feel like I'm coming across aggressively, but evidently I am.
It's that Snickers commercial, I'm telling you.
Oh, shoot, yeah. That is it to a T. So how amazing is he? Love his whole mental attitude and perspective. And you know what? That just goes so far. I tell you, all of the athletes that we speak with that have overcome one thing or another, you know, physical disability, addictions, just tough situations in life. I mean, whatever that may be, they all have that can-do, nothing's going to stop me perspective. And
yeah.
And they succeed because that's what they believe. And they speak it into life.
Yes, they follow through. And one of the things that I like is, like Paul was saying, it's not something that happened overnight. I mean, you figure this man has gone through more than one surgery, and it's still not perfect, but he's still going. Like you said, he just found a way, and thank God that he found a way. But it's like you said, it's so many others that are saying, I won't be stopped. And I mean, these people are dealing with true setbacks, not just a bad day or somebody saying something that wasn't kind. They're dealing
yeah.
with true setbacks, and they're still finding a way. And I think that's the thing that we overlook many times, like in doing a show where you hear someone reliving their past, because they're so humble and so loving and so happy in doing it, they almost – it's like you don't get the full gist of how much of a struggle it is, because those days aren't always happy. And when you're going in for surgery, that's not the best time, and there is recovery from that. So like he said, when he was getting ready for the gym, it just wasn't going to happen. And even though he wanted to be there more than anything, he could not. So, we need to keep these things in mind when we say, you know, well, I missed a day at the gym, so I might as well miss the week. Look at the people that have found a way when they didn't want to miss the gym, and they had to miss it anyway. And, you know, when you talk about the overall health, him speaking about that, saying, you know, with his physical disabilities, he wouldn't be in the situation he's in where he can even compete if he weren't in a better physical state of mind before he was in a good physical state of being. So we need to address these things, because, you know, especially with Christmas coming up and people are focusing on gifts, what about the gift we give ourselves of hope? And we can't get away from that. And it's such a drive where we should be more than driven to keep that hope. And, I mean, I don't want to sound like Jesse Jackson, but, you know, keep him alive. But anyway.
No, I feel you. I totally hear what you're saying. I mean, just to be in a state of thankfulness all the time. I mean, and, you know, not all of us experience the same challenges, but we all have something to be thankful for, to have overcome something. If you haven't, you know, in one breath I say, you know what, you're truly blessed. And then another breath I'm like, how blessed is that person who's never had to overcome adversity, because they can't really then appreciate what it is accomplished.
And not really, though. Since we're talking about thanks and Christmas, I have to say thank you, Des, because you're a true blessing for me. And I say it to people, and I know they think I'm just saying it because you're the host and all these things. But I said, you've got a true personality, you've got a true spirit, and I thank God for you, because I know what you do isn't easy. And motherhood in itself, it's a blessed burden, but it's still a burden. And there are things that I just don't think about in a day that you have to deal with, and you still have to deal with me and the show, and you still find a way. And that's not easy, you know. And there's many times where I'm going through my day, and I'll think to say it, but because there's no way to get to the phone or something's going on, and I got to do my job so I don't get fired, you know, I don't have the time to say it. So I'm glad you brought that up about thankfulness, because that sparked that memory of saying, wanting to say that to you. So I'll say it now. Thank you so much. God bless your heart, because I know there's a lot of things that you could be doing, but thank God you chose to do what you do for P4P, for Real Talk, and for the NAFTA community.
Oh, man. I'm going to be verklempt on this end. You always do this to me. But I thank you, and I totally appreciate your kind words. And you know what? If I didn't like what I was doing, I wouldn't be doing it. And, you know, I definitely appreciate, and you drug me into this whole crazy thing. So I'm the one who should be thanking you for just continuing to expand my horizons and all the people that I've had a chance to interact with and meet, because all you guys who are listening and who have been on our show, you are truly awesome. I mean, and you're the reason why we do what we do. And,
yes.
You know, you might be like, well, it's a podcast, you know, but I mean, we really we like to feel like we are, you know, easing your journey or helping with your journey in some way, shape, or form by sharing the people that we are able to with you. So we hope that it's a benefit to you and that you're enjoying it as much as we are. And you know what? We got big plans. I mean, I, you know, sometimes Kaylin gets frustrated with me because I'm like, what about this? What about that? Why do I have to wait? Why can't we do it now? Where is it? Why is that? And, you know, he's just kind of, he's being gushing now, but there are some days where he's just like, all right, Desiree, I'm done with this topic right now. But I am appreciative for how well we do work together, being two totally different personalities. But we are striving. We have things that we want to do in 2017, specific
yes.
people that we want to get in front of you guys on the show. And we're going to be on it. So I hope you guys are ready for
yeah.
the ride, for real.
And praying that we have no more technical difficulties.
That's it. That's right. And if y'all can act right, we'd love to be able to field your questions like in person on a telephone. So, and I
yes.
mean that to a very select few people, because most of you are just fine. But the ones who are brave enough to actually dial in, they're the ones I'm worried about right now. I'm hoping we get over that hump. Because
we
want to hear your beautiful voices.
All
right. I digress. So next week, we have another pretty packed week. So we have Brandon Chasen, who is a I'm blanking now. Anyway, he's going to be good. You're going to see updates from that. And then we also have Rory Kuntz, who is a wheelchair competitor, coming up. It's the info is there, folks. You know what we need you to do? We need you to go to Blog Talk Radio, all of you who are listening in right now. There's a little follow
yes.
button on top of the page where you're listening to this show through. Click that. Please click it, because we give a brief synopsis of who we're talking to and what we're going to be talking about, or that we think
yes.
we're going to be talking about.
Yes.
And you will get that quick email, and then you can you'll know for sure what's going on, what's live, what isn't live, and folks, 99% of all these shows will always be live. So do that. Click the follow button, please, and then you will be in the know, just like we are, except for when JB keeps secrets from us and we have to wait like you guys do to find out what they are. JB meaning Joseph Bolton. You know, sometimes I feel bad because we throw around all these names, and sometimes we don't use last names or full names, and we just throw them out there like, you guys know who we're talking about, and some of you do, and probably a lot of you don't. So we apologize, and if you ever want us to clarify who any individual is that we reference by name that you're not familiar with, drop us a line, and we will try to do better to correctly position the people we talk about. So.
Yeah.
Well, all
well, very well said. And also, you know, the year's coming in, and I hope everybody's really understanding what Christmas is about, and also reflecting that as the year ends, how to improve for the new year, and also to just love the people that love you, because we forget sometimes in this technically driven world that humanity is important as well. And a lot of times it's just looking at your shoulder and looking at the people that are with you right now. So, you know, take the time, address people as human beings and love them for the humanity you share. Because we are all on the same planet living together.
And please, pick up the telephone and share your voice. Texting is great, but you know what? In this day and age, it used to be if you wrote a letter, that was, you know, that was really something special. Today is if you can actually pick up the phone and talk to somebody live, that goes a long way. So maybe try that out instead of sending a text or a Facebook message and see how far that gets you. I know I'm appreciative of it. I never thought I would get to the day when I thought a phone call would be like the most important thing in the world, but sometimes it is, especially from your teenage kids. So try that out.
Oh.
You know, Kaylin's got us feeling all humanitarian and everything tonight. My goodness. So what is that, Kaylin?
It's really,
time for
you. Know,
it's time, no, it's good.
Yeah.
It is good.
And so many times, you know, I was, you know, when you walk through the mall, there's a lot of times I just get out with humanity and you realize how much there isn't humanity.
Yeah.
And I've been, it's almost like you said, where we're so used to technology that we're not used to humanity anymore, and I'm concerned on that. You know, I think that's why I'm so driven for the natural aspect of any kind of competition, is because you're competing against your own human reality. Okay, and I'm digressing too, because this is a whole nother show. So we'll talk about that another time. And Dez, yeah, you got anything?
Nope, it's just time for your shout out, dude.
Knicker freaking doodle doodle do.
On behalf of myself, Kaylin, and JB, Joe, and Chad with P for P Muscle, your body is a temple, so let's build it.
RPP. Tell you what.